Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Back
for 2023.
And now, to start off the first podcast of the year.
Yes, now before we introduce our guest.
Okay, all right.
I need to say something.
Okay.
Last year was a great year, 2022.
It was fantastic.
47 podcasts down the drain.
Oh, what a monumental spin.
However, we got a lot of complaints.
Oh, did we?
We've had a few potty mouth episodes. We've been swearing too much, Scott.
Oh, no.
We've been saying too many Fs, too many Ss, too many As, a few Cs.
Running around with my tail between my legs.
A few dirty Cs, which I do not agree with.
Oh, that is preposterous. I wonder who would have said that.
Probably you.
Yeah.
So, each year from now on, we are starting a new tradition to keep us in line and make sure that we're behaving on this podcast. We're getting our mother, Mum Charlesworth.
Yeah.
Charlesworth on the podcast.
Mum is in the house.
Also known as Tracy Charlesworth. Tracy Francis Charlesworth.
Yes, Tracy.
Because she used to be Tracy Francis Nathan. Because if she was Tracy Nathan, that wouldn't make any sense.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, that took me a while.
How do you feel being on the podcast with your two sons?
I feel amazing. Wow. I would just like to congratulate you both
for
a full year, last year, committing to the cause. I'm sorry I don't have a trophy or an award, but my presence is your present.
Your love is enough, honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mum.
That's lame.
You're well.
That's
it's
lame.
Not.
Boo.
Why can't we be silly like normal?
Yeah. So proud
like
of you,
I can't
just
be myself.
Silly. Are you kidding?
I can't be myself now. I've got Mum here. She's cramping my style. No,
myself.
It's all right. She's here and it's like every...
I think it's an honour.
Yeah, once
Mum
a
on.
Year. It's going to kick off the year with Mum Cast.
It's a good tradition. And we could also make an entire spin-off just called Mum Cast
of
where you talk about
could.
Mum things and give Mum advice.
You could be like this Hamish Blake at the moment where he's got How the Dad's Dad or something and he talks about to other dads how they dad.
Wow.
So you could talk to other mums how they mum.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, maybe we should bleep this so we don't give the idea out.
And you
don't
like completely rip him off and you have the exact same picture except it's just your head oddly photoshopped over it.
Hi to Hamish out there.
That is absolutely what should happen.
Call yourself Tracif.
Tracif.
Well,
now, the movie we did watch today was picked kind of mutually by everyone, but we wanted to put it more in Mum's court. The ball more in your court.
Yes.
What was the movie we watched today?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes.
A lovely Irish movie.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And where did we watch this movie?
The Palace.
Such a quiz. You're like...
I know.
You're like Jay
I'm
Leno
like Andrew
on the Tonight
right
Show,
now.
Aren't you? You're such a Jay Leno.
It was the wonderful Palace Cinema.
Yes.
In Chippendale.
Fantastic. My first time being there.
Yes.
Your
second or third, I think.
Oh, you're such a veteran.
I know.
My
it was
fourth.
Just beautiful.
Oh, look at you over there.
Man, I'm a bloody member.
You're a bloody member.
718 points. Thank you very much.
Incredible, honestly.
You get a point for every... 10 points for every dollar you spend. So I don't know how it's on 8.
That's great.
I don't know how it's ending on 8. Should be ending on a 0.
I just want to put it out there. Probably one of the best cinema experiences I've ever had.
And
that's
really
not
beautiful.
Exaggerating.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, really comfy, really nice people.
Now,
beautiful bar.
Do you guys want to talk about the cinema a little bit while I get the synopsis up?
Okay.
Because I realize I didn't actually
Well,
get it.
I don't want to get political, Mum, but you're all about the sound. And you know your gizmos and your gadgets and you have to try and explain it to us young folk about how all this tech wizardry works.
Yes.
How'd you find the sound today?
I found it amazing. I found it clear and concise.
Yes.
And I found the general ambience
yes.
quite lovely. And especially sitting between my two wonderful sons.
Oh, stop it, Mum.
No, made it even better.
What about the bloody seat, mate? A bloody, bloody, bloody clean seat.
Actually, you clean, can't. Clean, yes. Oh, you can't. And you are the queen of clean.
I know.
Everybody who knows you knows that.
Cleanliness is next to godliness, as they say.
Oh, wow, look at that. See? Put that on a shirt.
Put that on a shirt.
See, she's already making merch for us.
It's this a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. Fantastic,
have
Mum.
A little angel baby with like a little toilet brush.
I forgot.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Wow, you could even
see
use that. Like,
good.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you a little synopsis, and it is a little one.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot about getting trivia and stuff.
Oh, no, you dirty dingo. Go.
Why do you want to try and give us a synopsis, Mum, first before Scott reads his?
No,
she doesn't want to.
All right, the Banshees of Inisherin. Correct me if I mispronounce anything.
Mm.
Two lifelong friends find themselves at an impasse. Mm. Oh, well, look
Sorry,
at this.
Sorry, crept here. I can't help myself.
I've gone tired mode. When one abruptly ends their relationship with an alarming consequences for both of them. That's very vague.
It is, yes.
But like enough, the trailer.
Just enough.
Yeah. The trailer was very vague too when we watched that.
Mm.
That
you usually good. Do get vague stuff, don't you?
I do.
A vague synopsis.
No, I was pretty good for the last few potties, and now I've dipped down to when we first started.
Mm, yeah, nice.
Now, this was a very emotional movie. I want to ask you, Mum, did you... was this sort of the vibe that you expected? Like, when you came out of the cinema, was this the sort of movie you're like, oh, okay, I was expecting something this crazy, or were you expecting more of a toned-down version of what happened in the movie?
No, I think it did actually go the way I had anticipated.
Yes.
It was funny. We saw a few funny clips on the trailer.
Yeah, it's like that black comedy sort of.
I think they termed it as a trap.
It's like a tragic comedy or something.
Yeah, it's like a
tragic comedy.
We commented it's like very Shakespearean.
Yes.
Started
like
as
comedy and tragedy there in tandem with each other.
Definitely.
Really,
yeah. I saw a write up that mentioned Shakespeare.
Yeah, you're all over it.
It's like the Bee Gees wrote the song about this movie.
Tragedy.
I see. Yeah. I see.
A tragedy.
I'm sorry. I'll stick to the corner. You guys keep going. I'll keep looking for the trivia. I'll pipe down. Go.
But it just wasn't a fantastic vibe. A fantastic movie overall. And I think the main thing that made you connect so hard with the story, especially, just to be vague to start, was the fantastic acting.
Yes, most definitely.
Colin Farrell.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a little bit of a man crush on Colin Farrell, don't you?
I do. He just made you love him from the start.
He did.
He was just such a...
softy at
kind
the start.
Soul.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
He just wanted to be loved still.
Yes.
I didn't find him
And he tried
dull,
so hard
so
the whole
hard.
Movie.
He racked his brain. Why are you treating me this way?
Yes. It's so... Oh, man, I put myself in Colin's shoes and that this would be the exact same sort of scenario.
I'd be devastated, especially from a lifelong friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was lifelong.
That's what it was lifelong. Yeah. And I don't like you anymore. Obviously, he's a lot older than Colin's character. Podrick. Colm, which is...
That's confusing, yeah.
Okay. So Colin Farrell... plays Podrick.
May I step in?
And Brendan Gleeson is Colm.
Colm.
I'm sorry, I have to do some correction here.
Oh, really?
It's actually pronounced Porrick.
Porrick. Oh, it is Porrick.
Yes.
Yes, not Podrick.
It's pronounced Porrick.
Podrick rules.
Where are we getting the Podrick from?
I don't know.
Thinking of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's spelt P-A-I-D-R-R-Padrick.
Padrick. Yeah.
However, to our Irish listeners out there, I could be pronouncing it completely wrong.
Could be. Yeah, you don't have that.
It's sounded
that
like Porrick.
Porrick.
Well, beautiful. Luckily, we don't have any Irish listeners, so we'll be all right. We can say whatever we want.
That's we will exactly after this right. evening, though.
Yeah, no, Nana will be pleased that
Nana.
You got that.
Oh, yes. I was actually going to bring Nana into this, too.
Yeah.
We should have got her on.
Bit of Irish blood.
We'll get her on next Mumcast.
Yes. Yeah, oh, it'll be a double Mumcast.
Oh, yeah. That's so much mum.
That's so much mum.
It is so much mum.
Fantastic. But, yeah, specifically Porrick's character.
Colin.
Porrick as a character is so well played by Colin Farrell. He just wanted to be loved, as
he did.
You said.
Yeah, he was... I felt like, well, obviously he was always nice and he was happy with his lot. He seemed to be happy with his lot in life.
Yes. Yeah, he was just satisfied with the little things.
He didn't want for any change. Mm. He never questioned anything in his life prior to this monumentous event happening.
Oh, the biggest event that's ever happened in his life, probably, besides the war.
Yes.
Because he would have lived through that, obviously. Yeah,
definitely.
But he didn't seem that dumb.
No.
I didn't think he was dull.
People were saying that he was, but... That's the thing. People like Porrick. People like Porrick in real life do Porrick. Sometimes get perceived as being dumb, even though
dull.
Yeah. It's because like they're people pleasing all the time, sort of.
Well,
thing,
I think
you know?
Too. The whole place was just dullish. I mean,
it was drab.
It was very drab and dreary, and they just did the same thing day in, day out.
Yeah.
I'm sure now they've got some cool hidden bars and stuff.
Oh, surely. Like you crawl into the ground. It's just like, oh, look at this. Yeah. It's the Irish brethren are
maybe
down
a few GYGs.
It'd be a couple of GI Joes.
Yeah, a couple of fast food chains. A
couple of G Wagons.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Selling Irish stew.
Yeah. Macca's Irish stew burger.
A bit of haggis. A bit of haggis.
Just dripping with just haggis.
There's beautiful.
Just neeps. So much neeps. Now that's Scottish. Haggis is Scottish, mate.
It is Scottish, isn't it?
Yes.
Some neeps.
What have I done? No, dripping with Guinness.
Oh, you're dripping with Guinness burger.
And we did see a lot of old ale in this too, dark ale.
Yes, yes. And the sunlight, the dusty sunlight coming through the pub window.
That was very cinematic, wasn't
it? Yes, shining over on the Guinness and the half-filled glasses, pints.
Damn, Mum, you've got a real knack for this. You should start a movie podcast where you review movies.
Yeah. It's never been done before, I hear.
I don't think so.
No. Don't do it. It'd be silly.
anyway, it was
nicely backlit. Even a good segue there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just quit, man.
I think Mum should just run the podcast permanently now.
No.
I just feel like his existence was just going to be in Sharon until the day he died.
That's all like where he said, he saw himself living there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't know any different.
No, that's it.
I am absolutely certain he had never left the island before.
Yeah. Mm.
However, we'll get to this. No. But however, we'll get to this. He will never be the same person now living on the island.
Oh,
he's not going to be a happy
lad. Most definitely. No.
He died.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We'll dig our little claws into that.
How about you, Ben? What have you got? Struck you? Oh, okay.
I have a question to throw to the table.
Question man over here.
So the whole time he's trying to please old... Oh, I'm messing with the cord.
Oh, no, that's all right.
He's trying to please... What's his name?
Colm
with an M. M for mum on the end.
That's Colin Podrick. Poor Rick is trying to please Colm. At any point, do you think he was like, come on, mate, just stop it. You're going too far. Did you ever feel like that? Because I didn't. I felt like every time he was still had hope with his mate, I still had hope with his mate with him. I don't know if that's because of how good Colin was playing the character.
Colin Farrell.
Colin,
when you say that. Yeah, you got to say, yeah.
You know what I mean. It's all the
Colin
same.
Colin and Colm.
Yeah.
No, when Colin was playing...
Colm.
Podrick.
Oh, please.
Porrick.
Or Porrick.
Porrick. That's all right.
I'm from the Banshee of Edisha.
I did feel the hope. I thought there was going to be a bit of a lift at the end, like something was going to kind of come out of that, but it didn't.
Not a whole hand or fingers gone.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't expect the whole hand to go. Well, the whole thing, the set of fingers.
Well, I thought he might have been left with maybe a pinky.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the lucky pinky to play his fiddle still.
Yeah.
Although he cut it off and he can't play ever again. And see, that's the thing. He's like left himself to nothing.
Exactly.
His whole purpose of him ignoring Porik.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at you every time I need to say his name, and you need to say it with me.
I'll probably say it wrong, but it sounds a little bit right.
Porik. Okay. Every time I've lost my train of thought.
You're talking about hands getting cut off, sad men, fiddles. Pinkies.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. The whole point of the story is to leave his friend behind to pursue this career in music, basically, to make a mark on the world.
That's
to
right.
To be remembered.
Yeah, and I feel that because he was he seemed to be a lot older than Porik.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting to
an existential crisis.
Well, basically. Yeah, I mean, not exactly a midlife crisis, mm-hmm. maybe a mm-hmm. three quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Well, he might be 50. No, no.
Then
it could
again,
be 40.
Back in the 20s, so
7/8 crisis.
People did look older than they probably were.
Yeah, Porik is actually only 18. It's really odd.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's smoking so many packs a day.
Colm's only 28. They aged harsher back then.
That's right. It. Built different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's questioning his existence and wanting to leave a mark and not wanting to be
forgotten
in that dull existence. And
yeah, he woke up one morning and went, wow, I don't want to be forgotten.
Mm, I need to compose greater folk music.
Yeah, but what an arsehole.
Seriously though, what an arsehole.
He was.
Yeah.
And that is so it's really selfish because he would have made a mark on that little town if he had stayed friends with
Porik. Just continued with his music.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And still like teach and things like that. But then continue that. He's left a negative mark on that town now. It's forever scarred.
Definitely.
Forever scarred. And if that's that's what he said at the end when he was talking to the priest, he felt that despair, the shame and the guilt was coming back. And he realised.
Yeah.
And he apologised to Porik a few times.
He did, which that part surprised me, did soften a few times.
Yeah, because he was feeling guilty because he knew he's been a silly little turd face.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Totally a turd
absolute
face.
Blighter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what would have solved everything?
What?
Is if he just had like a schedule, right? And a schedule would have solved everything.
Mr. Schedule.
No, I'm telling you. All right, I'll see Porik on maybe 3 days of the week, 3 days for fiddling, and Sunday for church.
Oh, you've got it down pat.
Because.
Yeah.
And on the days that he sees Porik, he...
oh, Porik.
He's only seeing him from 2 o'clock onwards into the night, probably 2 to 2, 12 hours, you know.
At the pub for a while.
Yeah.
So
a couple of points with the lads.
He's still got a whole morning to fiddle around.
Yeah.
So why doesn't he just keep fiddling then?
He can have a fiddle, yeah.
He can have a fiddle.
He needed to just get his priorities straight.
He didn't need
to cut his whole bloody hand off.
And not with those...
Drip with blood everywhere, leave fingers on...
Oh, go to the pub and wave it around like a big sausage.
Yeah, there was sausage fingers everywhere.
Crazy.
This guy had very pudgy fingers.
He did. And I admittedly got a little bit hungry.
So did the donkey.
To say something else
so
did there.
The donkey.
Poor donkey. Okay.
We're here now.
What was the donkey's name?
Jenny.
Jenny.
Oh, good on you.
Jenny.
Didn't you know that?
I did. I didn't.
Jenny!
Yeah, that was...
That was so sad.
At first, I thought Jenny had been murdered and I started getting angry.
That's what I thought too.
Oh, God.
It's like, no.
And so that was the point. Oh, okay, I want to, before we get in deep into this...
No, we're getting into
the
it.
The overall arc of the story, it really had this, like, high beginning of hope and a kind of like, hey, just
and
a normal
humor
day.
Dotted humor. All through the
yes.
first half of it, at
and
least.
And progressively
so
gets darker and less and less jokes as we go, and it gets more depressing as it goes. It gets more real.
That
manifestation into a tragedy.
You don't want to look away.
Like no,
you just,
no.
You're very involved.
Well, they hook you in with the fun sort of, you know.
Definitely.
And then they hit you with that reality check.
A priest, you know, saying, you know, what are you doing? And can I swear in front of you, Mum?
Yeah, just Oh, my he says
feck.
I was going to say
feck it out.
Feck the lot of you.
Oh,
see,
Trace.
It's softened.
We might have to bloody censor that one.
No, none of that here. We're a clean podcast for families and friends.
Freaking hell.
Whoa!
Fire truck. What are you talking about? Yeah, but the whole progression Flubadoobery.
Yeah,
that point where we saw Jenny dead on the ground and he goes up to her and realizes she's choked on the finger, which is comical
in itself. I mean,
it's but what no one was laughing in the cinema at all.
How strange. I mean, ordinarily choking on a fat finger, that's hilarious. The
funniest thing ever. Like,
it's funny when you say it.
I
like
know
that.
It's cruel. But that is like an absurd thing to happen.
Absurd.
But the fact that they've sucked you in from the start is what makes you feel so sad at that point. Yeah. And you don't care. It's like, okay, the finger chopping off bit, that's established.
Mm.
This just makes it even worse because, you know...
Well, the depth of love that Porrick has for Jenny the donkey.
Yeah. Isn't immeasurable.
Yeah, so that...
And that was the final... That was the nail in the coffin for
him, definitely. Oh, yeah, that switched him over big time.
That's when he died.
Yeah, he went from Mr. Nice Guy to, stuff the lot of you.
Yeah, yeah. There was so many points. And, like, you could see the progression of his character getting worse with the story.
Mm.
Like, you know, he told the guy that was learning fiddle from Colm, "Your dad's died on the mainland."
Yeah. He would never have done that before. He got so desperate.
And then he told poor Dominic about that. And Dominic is like, "Oh, you're different.
Mm.
I thought you were nice."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it spirals. I'm going crazy.
But it's not. Yeah. It's like, it's not his fault in a way. It was all because I feel like we'd all do the same thing if we were nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not nice, so I wouldn't.
Nah, you're a bumhole.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
Don't call your brother like that.
He's a silly sausage, Mum.
Dennis Leary. Son.
You're a goose.
It's
got a bit of weight to it, that, doesn't it?
Got a bit of harsh weight piercing.
Silly goose.
No, it was all Colt Holmes' fault, wasn't it?
He started it.
He started it.
Do you have a theory on it?
Okay, go.
No, please.
No, you go.
No, you say your thing.
Well, why don't you go?
Sorry, listeners, I interrupted.
How about you go? All right, well, what I was going to say was I liked the fact that you never saw their friendship beforehand and you only heard about their friendship from the perspective of poor Rick.
Yeah.
Mm.
You never heard it really from Colm.
No, didn't.
You only really heard it from the sister Siobhan and poor Rick.
Siobhan.
Well, the town folk were very taken aback by it all as well.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. Everyone, the publican.
What was the term that they used when?
You're rowing.
I thought I said you're rambling.
No, rowing, you're
like having
rowing.
Having a row. Like a fight.
I don't know if I'm rowing.
Arguing. Rowing
rowing. That's what, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know if I'm rowing, but if I am rowing, I better check if I'm rowing." That's basically what he said in that start scene.
That's what he said. That was such a fun start. That was great.
Yeah, it was so jumpy.
I mean, the bartenders were the best.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Just jumping off it. They had such good chemistry.
They look so alike. Yeah,
they
Bartender and the mate.
Publican
sorry.
And the mate.
Yeah, and I loved it when they kept repeating to each other.
Yeah, that scene was good. You have something to say, Mum, I can tell.
Saying, you got any news?
Well, okay, so I'm just wondering, apart from this midlife crisis, call it what you will, that Colm seemed to be having.
Yes.
Colm.
I wonder if he's trying to go into that mode because he's feeling he's aging and he's... in some sick, weird way, trying to protect Porrick.
Yeah.
To sort of slow the friendship down now.
Oh, before he dies.
Prior to him passing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's super.
Like in a sick, weird way, but he's trying to lessen that friendship just so that when he does finally die, because he feels like he's going to die first because he's clearly a lot older.
Yes. Wow, I think you've cracked the code here.
I haven't read anything. I don't know. I've just thought deeply about this. Why... Because we would never really get to the point of why did he do this in the first place?
Yeah. Because it can't just be a whole year of friendship and say, "Oh, you're dull," and cut it off.
Whole life.
Just for his own selfish
thing. There's Because we see he does have empathy, there's got to be that deeper meaning behind it.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, wow, we're deconstructing the hell out of this.
Jeez. Ooh, I need a sip of water now.
Well done, Trace, well done.
Thank you. Wow,
that was brilliant.
That's why we need a mum cast.
I also feel, you know how the old lady said, two people will die.
Mrs. McCormick.
Yes, Mrs. McCormick.
Yeah, Mrs. McCromack. Well, she said, right.
Pronunciation again.
She said, right, two people are going to die.
Prophecy.
Farted, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I am an asshole.
Oh.
That's going to stink. Asshole. Those jalapenos.
I'll blow it your way. No.
Stop it. Behave.
Mum, this happens every podcast.
That's the fish sandwich.
Oh, good God.
With the lovely pickles and apple slaw. Oh,
it was a nice smoky slaw, but not now.
It stinks. Oh, that stinks. God. Wow, good one, Scott. Not in front of your mother.
All right. Get to your point, you scallywag. Yeah.
Anyway, we saw Dom die, and then...
just brush over that.
And then we know that poor Rick died internally.
Yes, yes.
I believe that the end shot of the house burning not only was a beautiful yet heartbreaking shot, but it also interpreted it as poor Rick's old self burning away forever, lost to the dangerous fires of anger and bitterness.
Oh, yeah. That's good too.
Yeah, I know. Because English were like that, eh?
Some high intelligence happening.
Slight
here
stutter, but I got there. I had a little trip in the sprint, but I got back and won the race.
You did it. Yeah,
because he was done. He wasn't softening after that, was
no,
he?
No.
I mean, I guess it leads at the end. It doesn't really tell you either way, but that's the way I interpret it
as he's bitter now and he's going to be like everyone else on the island.
Yeah, that's right. He was the only nice one. He was the only optimist.
Yeah.
And he's never going to go back to the mainland. Not back to. He's never going to go to the mainland with his sister,
to better
Siobhan.
His life.
And his sister will have that successful life of not being lonely anymore because she was talking about loneliness. Oh, and that was a big theme in this too. Like,
yes,
he wasn't lonely at the start. But then suddenly he became the loneliest man on the island.
And I think, they all seemed... Well, obviously the
isolation,
sister was,
you know?
Yes. It'd be terrible living like that.
And the thing is, you're in this very tight-knit community. Well, not tight-knit, but like...
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, that's right. So you're kind of like a family that lives in the same house. You have to get along or it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, and everyone knows about it.
Yeah, that's right. It. News passes around quickly, as they said.
Particularly got any when news you're going to Oriden's store.
Got some news. Oh, the lady in the store. Yeah.
Oriden's.
Wait, is that her?
That's the name of the store, Oriden's.
Wow. Damn, you're picking up some details here.
Well, if you didn't go to the store and tell her a story, she didn't want to serve you your, I don't know, wrapped up bacon in your brown paper or whatever they were buying.
Yeah, or she'll read your mail.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. I like Siobhan as a character a lot.
Oh, yes.
She was great.
She was so heartwarming.
She was very integral.
She was.
And she was like very, she was like the fiery side that Porik needed.
He
needed that person to stand up for him.
He did, yeah. And yet she had that really tender side where she could comfort him as well.
Yes. Almost like a motherly sort of thing. Yeah,
because Mammy and Daddy had passed away. Mammy and Daddy.
His Mammy.
Do they say Mammy?
Yeah.
Mammy and Daddy.
Yeah, because he said, my Mammy was nice, my Daddy was nice.
Oh,
I remember that. I do remember that. Mm. Yeah. That's right. He said, why is no one nice these days? No, he didn't say that. He just said, you're not nice.
And this is in the 20s too. So, you know, people are living through really rough times.
Oh, yeah.
Can we put a bit of a historical reflection on this? This is the time of... I don't know much about it, but the Irish Civil War.
The Civil War.
Between, they said, the Free State and the IRA.
That's
what they said.
I don't know a lot about it myself. Ben, do you have any information on that?
Well, I'm going to ruin one of the trivia points.
No, that's okay.
It is mentioned in the film that the war might end soon. It's not big
obviously
trivia.
It doesn't, though.
When the film begins, April 1st, 1923, the 11-month-long Irish Civil War was less than 2 months away from ending.
Wow.
So they had only an 11-month
war?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, oh, wow.
Okay.
Bad with my articulation.
But obviously there's been conflicts all through the...
Island's history.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess it just kept going from there. They probably had more civil wars from there.
I mean, we have like... like the terrorist attacks and stuff that happened through the 80s and 90s, like we discussed in the car. Yeah. We had a nice family discussion in the car about it.
We did. We've had a lovely day.
Yeah. It has been good.
What a lovely day out.
Lovely day
out. What a lovely day.
How what a crap lovely day. Was
the police officer?
God, you when had to bring him up, didn't you?
When he punched Colin, I wanted to just smack him. Not Colin, Colin. Poor Rick. When he punched poor Rick, I was like, God damn.
I was like, poor Rick.
Yeah, you swine.
Yeah.
Man. And how he beat his son Dom.
All right, I'm gonna put something to you guys. Most emotional moment for you in this movie. For me, it was the point where Porrick and Colm were riding back home, and they weren't saying a word to each other.
Mm.
And Porrick like broke down into tears because he couldn't communicate to him, and Colm is putting his arm on him, like comforting him.
Mm.
Even though he doesn't want to be with him anymore.
Yeah.
That was so... I really thought there was going to be a turn there, and it just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, he just kept his stance on the whole, I'm not talking to you and I want to do this column.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you. That was my point. The weeping in the cart.
In the cart. That's the word I was looking for.
I know he said this, but it's just... Once again, like the whole concept of, a friend who's not friends with you anymore, it started off as such a comedy, and it just, I was not expecting it to get as dark as it did.
Really pulled the plug on the whole comedy thing at the end. It just went full tragedy. Absolutely.
Yes.
I felt so bad for Homie. And then Dominic, like...
Poor man. Oh, Dominic just wanted love, and he was not...
Poor simple little
not
guy.
All there.
Yeah. But he didn't... I don't reckon he killed himself because he got rejected. I reckon he killed himself because of his dad, and the reason he was asking her was for like an escape.
To get protection and be with somebody else and have a happy life.
And when he knew that wasn't an option.
He probably knew that she was going too, and he's like,
I mean, she's quite a bit older than him too.
Yeah, true.
He might have wanted a motherly figure as well.
This is true, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Poor Dominic.
Oh, but he was so funny too, like all these... When he was at the start, his introduction, when he found the stick with the hook, he's like, oh, I found a stick with a hook.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around. Just
maybe you can hook something from a stick's length.
Stick's length away.
And he's like, have you seen your sister naked?
I've seen my dad. Don't ask me questions like that.
I've seen my dad naked with his tiny brown claw.
Oh, that was horrific.
Where he walked in and he's like,
I quite enjoyed that
part. Oh,
stole his spirits.
That was just awful.
And then the next day, Homie was just beat. It was like,
man, he found out. Obviously, he was going to find out. He was right next to him.
Well, he knew he was going to find out. Because he said, stuff it. I can't say the real words.
Stuff it.
Because we're meant, it's sensible hour people.
Yeah, that's right. It is. That's right.
We've got to keep it family friendly. Get the Butts to Nuts podcast in check for the year.
Yeah.
So we've ticked off a non-swearing episode.
You betcha.
Any more points, guys? What do we got? Throw some at me. I'm going to catch them all.
Okay. Let me think about this.
I've got a question.
What is it?
Did the old lady annoy you ever?
Yeah, all the time. Mm. I hated her character.
She was freaky.
Yeah.
She was freaky. I feel like...
She only became really freaky, though, once she was, like, kind of rejected by Siobhan and Podrick. Porrick.
Porrick? Podrick.
I'm thinking of Roderick from...
You are...
Podrill.
Codrill.
Poor Rick.
Take a Codrill for your poor throat.
Yeah, poor Rick. I think that she could have been in it just a little bit less, because she was just a bit Macbethy, and I was like,
She was a bit Macbethy. Yeah.
Well, she ties in with the Banshee theme.
She is.
Does anyone know what a banshee is?
It's an animal.
Well, I thought
screaming banshees.
I thought it was an animal too. I've always thought it was an animal. And Nana's always said when growing up.
Screaming banshee.
Screaming like a banshee.
Yeah.
Like an old woman.
So.
Mm.
Am I right?
Have you looked this up too?
No, I just guessed it. What is it? I just put two and two together.
So,
safe.
Is,
sorry, I farted. Oh,
way to ruin the suspense, man. God damn it.
That's a terrific thing. You had to take it to that
level, didn't you? That's crude. That's so crude. I'm banning you.
I'm an asshole.
All right, let it finish.
Guy. Come on, we're listening.
So a banshee is a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by screaming, wailing, shrieking or keening. whatever caning is.
That's so scary.
I had a theory as well, saying I guess the way of her being there was symbolising that something bad was on the horizon.
Death was imminent. Because
she was there from the start.
Was she even real?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
She was real. Yeah.
I felt like at the end she was a bit spiritual because she just popped up when you least expect
it. And like when, when Porik was standing on the cliff waving to his sister and then she's in the background, it doesn't focus on her, but it's just like a silhouette.
That was spooky.
I was like, whoo!
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I thought that was the bartender.
Oh, come over for a Guinness at the pub.
I am looking forward to my Irish whiskey coming in on the boat.
On the board.
Yeah, he was a good lad, wasn't he? I like the priest as well. He was
so
good.
How's
lad,
that? I've always thought...
The priest was a funny character, yeah.
The priest was a funny character.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I've always thought a banshee was an animal. I thought it was like a half monkey, half meerkat thing going on. like a monk-cat.
Like a monkey that's a gone to heaven.
Oh, wow. That was pretty good. You'll get that one when you're older.
You get that one.
What was that? I miss that.
He was still good with the fiddle, though, when he didn't have any fingers.
He just bopped along in the pub.
Oh, sorry, when he cut off one of his fingers, he was still good.
When he cut off all four of them, he was just bopping along, waving the fiddle.
Doing the bop.
I do say this movie does offend me a bit, saying that he cut off five fingers. I mean, it's four fingers and a thumb, people.
That's right.
Let's get it correct.
Come on, get it right.
Fingers, three joints.
You know what? I'm pretty much, I think I've vented.
You think you've vented?
Yeah.
I have for this, yeah.
I think I've drunk enough whiskey and I'm ready to move on to the hangover now. What about you, Mum?
Yes, I think so. I'm just having a quick wee look at...
intermission music. Stop. Go.
You're more Irish than us, technically.
Technically, yeah.
What is the percentage?
12%.
1/12?
That I don't know.
Yeah,
1/12. Well, it was Nana's...
percentage?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
No, Nana was 1/16, and Mum's 1/12. We're like 18th or something like that.
What? That makes no sense. Well, you've just jumped numbers back and forth.
Life doesn't make sense. We're just living it.
What was the boat's name? The boat that came in to pick up all the people or to take Siobhan?
I don't know.
Well, this is a quiz now.
Whoa.
I'm just seeing if either of you...
You've got some good details.
Details in this.
I think you searched this up, didn't you?
No. I saw it
written. I see the truth in her eyes.
Yeah,
but...
All right. It was written in white running writing. On a blue...
The old Tango whiskey. Takes two to tango.
Oh, good link there.
Thank you. Because they drank whiskey two to tango.
Was it the Siobhan too?
No, what's the saying? I sometimes say, bloody no.
Bloody. Your bloody assholes, get out the kitchen. I'm trying to cook.
Oh, I never treat you so bad.
Trying to make a risotto.
Oh, poor Rick. I don't know. What do you say?
Bloody Nora. Nora was the name of the boat.
Nora. Bloody Nora. Oh, Nora.
The boat wasn't called Bloody Nora.
The boat
was called Nora.
I just think of Mr. Freeze from Batman. My poor Nora. Mm. Batman fans.
Yeah.
Arkham City fans.
Shout out. There's a few of them. Silent minority, but growing stronger every day.
Peace.
I'm liking
this. I think we've gotten some...
No, some... fingers are getting pointed up by Mum. I think there's another point incoming.
Oh, really? What was the name of the policeman?
Scott Derrickson.
It started with his last name started with an L, right?
No.
Oh.
Although I didn't get the last name, but I
searched this up too. But I'm,
I searched it, but it was more the first word that they kept saying.
What was it?
Peter.
Peter
Kearney.
Oh.
Peter Kearney. Oh.
Kearney, like
Kearney.
K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Yes.
But I think they kept saying Peter, so...
Peter.
But I didn't know
if... Oh, because they're going on a first name basis. He's on the own sort of thing.
But I don't know if that was his first name or if that's a name... Is that a policeman's title?
Peter. I don't know.
What about... what was the priest called?
Got no idea there.
He's just cast as priest.
Really? He's the man of a robe, remember?
What was the bartender called? That's right.
Bartender.
John Joe, yes.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
And the mate was Jerry, obviously, guys. Did you watch the movie?
Come on.
Was Inisherin a real place? Does anyone know if Inisherin is a real place?
Oh, absolutely.
It is, right? Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not a fictional...
It's a fictional island is what I was about to tell you,
and
Scott.
And they shot it on several islands off the west coast of Ireland.
It's not real. Is Nina Sharon not real? Where? So, but I've heard about this name before, right?
Well, I think there's probably, similar names in the Irish group of...
Islands.
So this is... I feel ashamed that I don't know my geography here.
Well, we wouldn't know.
Well, you had to search that one up. You didn't get that one.
I did search that one up. I was interested. I was genuinely interested in it.
Wow. I'm sure it's a good film. Well, it's a bit of trivia for you right there, Ben.
Over to you, Ben.
Jumping on.
Oh, trivia. Oh, theme song, please, Mum.
Theme song?
Yeah, you have to do the theme song.
The theme song?
Yeah, go.
I have to do a ditty?
Just pretend.
And that's trivia, sweet. Yeah. Colin Farrell had several incidents with animals during the shoot. Jenny, the miniature donkey, kicked him whilst he was hand-feeding her. Do you know this, Mum? You're nodding as if you do. No, you don't. You do.
I did read this.
You do.
Yeah.
Second, the dog portraying Brendan Gleeson's pet bit him. And thirdly, a horse leading a cart, Farrell was taught... that doesn't make any sense grammatically. What? It tried to reverse the cart into ocean or into the ocean.
A horse. The horse tried to reverse the cart into the ocean. Apologies. That's a long drop. Yeah. Holy
crap. Apologies for the stutter there, but IMDb could not spell. They poor grammar, and it made me stuff up.
Terrible website.
The Internet Movie Database. Made my little brain database.
So they had some zoo problems.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get across.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, bloody assholes.
Well, can you imagine the horse just going, nah, I'm sending you off this
cliff. I'd back you over that massive cliff. We're going for a swim. That is a long drop. That's all I can say. Those island, whatever you call it, cliffs are huge.
If I know Colin, he can take it.
He can. He's built like a brick.
And Colin too. Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson agreed to be in this film 7 years before it was greenlit.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, because they're so passionate about their heritage. I know.
And friendship.
For a fact, most Irish people are very proud to be Irish. That's just a given fact. They just love their country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Shall we letterbox it?
Ah, letterbox time.
Let me tell you what Letterboxd is, Mum.
Yeah.
It's basically a social media platform for movie lovers, and I go on there and I see what people think of the movie, and I read out their epic reviews.
Oh, this will be interesting.
It's good.
They rate it out of 5 stars, so basically 5 stars is 10 in the Nug
equivalent. Nug world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we're trading currency with Letterboxd, that's how we usually do it.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Kappa says... brings a whole new meaning to giving the finger. 5 stars.
That's good.
On you, Tom.
Ah, Tom, you've done it.
That's clever.
Kevin Porter says, an allegory for two men ending a podcast. 5 stars.
Wow.
I know.
Very fitting.
So that's our future, Scott.
Yeah.
Who's who?
True. I will be cutting my fingers off.
Okay.
I've decided.
I'll be calling.
No, because I'm playing bass at the moment. I have to take that sacrifice.
Yeah,
and you're the bartender, Mum.
I might as well cut my left hand off too so I can't draw.
You're either the bartender or the priest, but I feel like you're more the bartender.
Or you could be the banshee if you want.
I've worked in the liquor industry, so I can be the bartender.
True. Yeah. That's right. You got the experience. Yeah.
Molly says, usually they have funny names as well, but these are just all average Joes. Molly says, so much pettiness in here, it should have been called The Real Housewives of Inisherin.
Oh,
4 stars.
Molly.
You silly lady, silly Molly.
You could say it.
You dumb mole.
Say what you usually would say, Scott.
Yeah. No. Don't even think about it.
I was close then.
Oh.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah, so that's what Molly said, and everyone yelled at her.
Good. She deserves
it. I can't believe there's no funny names. Yeah, not many funny people watch this. The Jay of Water watched it.
And, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Patrick Joel. That's a funny name, Joel, nope. I presume.
Not really.
No. Supreme that's Lemon. Supreme Lemon.
I like that. That's kind of badass, you know?
I feel like I win, though, in my name. I'm Hound Dog 42. And then in my bio, it says I'm Hound Dogging. I got a picture of Willie.
He's Hound Dogging.
Yeah, I'm Hound Dogging.
I don't want to know about
that. You Elvis man.
No, like Elvis.
Oh.
Hound Dog.
Because that's the first movie I reviewed on my Letterboxd, people.
Oh, there you go.
That's great.
And it's, go follow me. Elvis festival.
The pelvis.
Oh, today. It is too.
Oh, it is too. Yeah. Go to Parks, if yeah. you want.
Wait, this is actually...
Again, hi to listeners and Parks.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay, Mum, this is the part where we give a score out of 10 nugs. Do you know how it works? There's 10 nugs and you can give as many nugs out of 10. That's 10 That's right. nugs.
You can't go below... You can go below 10, but you can't go negative. But you can also... You can go half a nug as well. So yes. like a 0.5.
Yeah. Not really. There's no rules. You could give it whatever you want. If you gave it 25 out of 10, I don't think we'd care. We'd just round it to 10.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We probably would. Would you like to go first, or would you want one of us to go first?
No, I'll go first.
Oh, excuse me.
Just don't give any room.
There's gases coming out of these guys. Like, no tomorrow.
I'll squeeze
it's been a big
one more
day.
Out.
I...
No.
I think you popped a little hemorrhoid chair. There.
I've shit my pants. No.
Another Pooh. Stain I've got to clean Pooh. Up today.
No, just don't give any repeaters though. Like no, like 3.33333.
Oh, no repeaters
yeah,
here.
No, yeah, no yeah. repeaters.
No life of pies.
Yeah, no.
All right,
Christ, you got give me the score. Oh, you don't have one written down.
An 8.
Oh.
Well done.
Well done. Yeah. Mm. Well done.
That's
yeah.
good. That's yeah. That's a fantastic score.
8 big nugs from me.
Wow.
For this movie.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Just in case.
Well, we did mention Life of Pi, you never know.
All right, I want you to go next, Ben.
Oh, I've been going first every time.
All right, I'm
going
to go.
I'll go first. No, no, that's how it is.
Okay.
Damn. I'm giving this. Drum roll. 9.
Oh!
Nugs.
You know what's...
Out of
didn't see that
10.
Coming.
You know what's funny, Ben?
What? Oh, I better be cackling after this.
Is that I... Also gave this a 9.
Oh. Audible high five.
Thank wow. you very much, Mum, for being on the podcast. With
Thank
us
you so
this
much,
episode.
Mum.
Thank you for having me.
It's been very fun. You know, it's good to do fun. A bit more of a tamer one.
It is. Oh. It is good to not.
Foam is crackling.
It's good to not swear. It's good to not say those naughty Feck. F's. Yeah, none of yeah. those. None
no
of those
silly
flex.
Feck words.
Yeah,
no more of those sexes.
If we do get you on Doodles. Again this year, which I think I'd love to.
I would absolutely love
I think
that.
You need to be with someone else. And then, oh. because I want to have the purity of the first episode every year as Mumcast. To
yeah,
keep us
yeah.
in check, we're very naughty, naughty lads. Mm. Probably by next episode we'll be back to New Year.
We absolutely will.
And all your parenting will go out the window. Yeah. But it was very nice, Mum. And we love you.
We're going to have to release love all this pent-up energy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Wow. Yeah, well,
thanks for having me.
We'll see you next year.
All right.
Back to the risotto making.
No.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.